What a terrible episode to be a part of.
I got pummeled today after work.
There's no way you went to Starbucks without me.
It's a five-shotter white chocolate mocha.
Firing up my mom's laptop and just going ham.
He's just running, spamming his click, and he's just pounding kids.
And I was gaming, dude.
You know, like, without that gun, you're banged.
That thing is filthy.
I might be getting scammed by some dumb TikToker who's spreading false information. And if you didn't like the game, you were just dog at the game. You sucked. And that's your problem.
And then they just ragged all, dude. Welcome back! Oh my god.
Did you break?
Gaming podcast, dude. Flow State Gaming Podcast, episode number 55. What a terrible episode to be a part of. I am, of course, Coulter Fair, aka Coulter. Along with me, he's already opened his dumb mouth, so you already know he's here. His name is Rogan Prescott. What's up, man?
I'm doing good. I think that was the first time you broke in your intro.
Dude, I can't do it anymore, dude. I'm done. I can't maintain this level of stupidity in my intros. I can't do it. I don't know. We need to figure something out. I don't know when you're changing the scene. I don't know when is the correct time for me to launch, right? To begin my growl. I can't see anything. I'm turned around. It's not good. And
well,
we need to change something.
Okay, you strayed away from the growl a while ago into something else that we don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that intro that just happened, you didn't know what to do. You were tossed between the two.
Yeah, I was caught in between.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened, right. Yeah.
Well, how are you doing, man?
I guess we should... I'm doing well. I'm going to address this gifted sub from Trusty coming in before the pod even started. So that's disgraceful, right? It's probably that music that got him hyped up enough to go ahead and throw a gifted. So thank you, buddy. We got news. I think we released the info that we're wondering if we should release. I think we go ahead and send it.
Wait, right.
Not now, of course.
Oh.
No, not now.
Yeah, you're just
we
letting me know.
The program.
You're letting me know because you got home and we haven't talked at all.
No.
We haven't
right?
prepared.
There's a lot to say in my announcements. So let's get into this. Hot drinks, dude. Do you have one? Do you not? What are we looking at here?
I do. I have a great, great Starbucks drink. White chocolate
dude,
mocha.
There's no way you went to Starbucks without me.
I did, and I'm sorry. But I got pummeled today after work. I had to go to the DMV. I had to get gas. I had to drop off packages. I had to pick up some work-related items. I've been getting pummeled. So I was driving right by Starbucks. I went there, picked up a drink. So Coulter, you mentioned that you went 8 shots one time or 10 shots before the pod.
Yes.
And it was another world for you. I mean...
Yeah, it shredded me.
Yeah,
it
your bottom lower half in... When it hit midnight, it was moving. There was a lot of action, you told.
That's one thing. Like, so getting up at 1 or 2 in the morning to go, you know, number one, to go a little tinkle, that's fine. But what you don't want is to wake up at 2 a.m. and have something barking at your hole.
You don't want to go number 2.5 in the middle of night.
No, you don't want to be going number 2, charging into number 3. At 2 a.m., right? It's explosive, and that wakes you up, dude. That's the thing. You can't just go back to sleep after that.
Yeah.
Like, you're shredded up down there.
Well,
so, yeah.
So, what I was doing, I went in the line, and I was going to go for 8 shots because I just have a little desire to experience what you went through.
So, is that what you're running currently?
I didn't.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I got scared. And I only went 5 shots. So it's a 5-shotter, white chocolate mocha.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to be in the, like, you know, 2.5 area, 2.2 area tonight.
You'll be, dude, you're going to be in the 1.8 to 2.2 area. Yeah. And it could be bad. It could be fine.
But it is a surprise. That's what I like. So if you're going 10 shots, you know it's going to be ugly.
Oh, yeah. You're taking off, dude. You're like Shiba Inu on its way to the moon. You're just rocketing. You're rocketing
but
to glory.
That was my drink. It's actually really good. The ratio of sweetness and spicy is perfect.
That's the thing, right? It's like the more shots you have, like a white chocolate mocha just standard with no extra shots, it tends to lean on the sweet side.
Yeah.
And so the added shots counter it. I know you usually get a triple shot and, you know, I think we can both agree that's still a little sweet. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you, break that 5 to 7 to 10 shot range, I mean, that is just the glory zone, dude.
It is.
That's where you want to be.
It is. Yeah.
So,
sweet spot.
Wow, that's nice. Good job. Good job.
I'm feeling good, man. What are you drinking?
Good. Well, I'm drinking a beverage, and it's hot, of course. I think it's day-old coffee. I couldn't tell you. It was in the fridge. It was cold, so I heated up in the microwave. I microwaved old coffee, and then I frothed a little bit of creamer on that. So
why?
This is not great.
So you're saying if you had a friend to get you a Starbucks, you'd be thankful.
What's wild is if I had a friend, right, that went to Starbucks anyway and could have easily texted me and said, "Hey, you want something, buddy? I know it's tight tonight." Right?
Yeah.
If I had a friend like that, that would be sweet, but I don't. Right? I have a friend. If you want to call it that, I don't know what it is at this point, that went to Starbucks by himself, no text, no invite, nothing. And that breaks all code. And so I'm hurt about that, honestly.
No, get pumped. That's all I have to say to that.
Yeah.
Get pumped.
Trusty is kind of getting weird in the chat, but okay. Yeah, that's my hot drink. It's fine. It's passable, right? It'll be fine. There's a few reasons that we were 13 minutes late tonight. And so I think, Rogan, we'll start with you on the announcements. Let's break down your week. Let's break down your week and the night leading up to where we are now. What was this evening like? But more importantly, what went on in your week?
My week, it was good. I'm going to not talk about the gaming that went on during the week, because I'll just mention that later when we're talking about it. I feel like my announcement section bleeds into, like, the episode, and it just sucks, you know?
I was thinking about what we should do about that, because I was thinking about the same thing.
Yeah, like you know, I'm talking about Valorant or whatever game. Like, we're already going to talk about it in the pod, and then the announcements gets really long and dumb.
So do you have any announcements for these guys? Anything worth saying for you, or was it just another boring, bland, void of any excitement week?
Yeah, it was a pretty trashy week. Dude, work has been absolutely insane. I'm going to say that. It's just, I'm constantly, constantly busy, and there's just so many projects that I can't keep track of. So, yeah, in the IT world, it's just pounding me. It's another dumb week, dude. Another stupid week.
Well, good. Moving on.
No, yeah, let's move on, dude. I can't even say anything. The NFT world, anyone who slightly cares about NFT projects, there was one that I got into because of a friend. And let's just say it was the biggest scam of all time. And these are the words coming from this man's mouth: is it's gonna blow, we're gonna make millions, it's going to the moon, it's no matter what, we're making money here, boys. And let's just say I'm wanting out so fast right now, and I'm ready to take the biggest loss of all losses. It's a big hit to my bank. So don't ever listen to your friends when it comes to money. I'm gonna be honest and say that. Always follow your heart.
Zone.
Don't follow your friends. There's my experience that happened this last week. Coulter, tell me about your announcements, man. I know you had a big one, so.
Well, I mean, it's not huge. I had a fine. My week was fine. It felt like it went by fast. Felt like we were just here. I felt unprepared tonight. Right, a lot happened today specifically that set me on you know my heels a little bit. I am currently in debt. So we need more subs. We need more bitty boys. We need something. We need cash. Why? Because I am in debt. I have negative money.
Trusty with a sub.
Tier one. Trusty with a sub.
He was ready to pull that trigger. Oh my god.
Thank you, brother, for a total of 46. Hey.
Basaj, a sub.
Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Now, boys, I am now $6 closer to being out of debt, and I appreciate you, right? Hey, it should be $10 and more ahead because it's $5 a sub. No, we got slapped in the mouth this week. Boopsie, let's go.
Five subs.
Pumping us with five subs.
Wow.
He's nasty. He's a nasty boy.
Oh my god.
Wow. Boopsie, okay, I think... Yeah, you definitely did. Now, that's what I love, right? All three of you rats just got scammed, and I appreciate it, because I actually need it. This is the first time in my life where my rent will not be paid if I don't do something within the rest of the month, right? My normal job cannot handle the funds that are currently leaving. So, thank goodness for credit cards. You know, there were some calls made to the bank, making sure that, you know, transactions don't get denied due to overdraft reasons. They said, yes, you can overdraft. You're just going to be pumped in the rear. And I said, great. That sounds nice. So I'm sorting it out. Guys, thanks a ton for the subs. We have more to talk about. Maybe on Boopsie, there's some things happening. Guys, our channel is moving in a positive direction.
Yes.
We can say that. So we're going to talk about that, I think, right after the community feedback, because we want to talk about it together. It's not just my announcements. It's an announcement for the pod. So, no, but yeah, there was just... So I got into, you know, some of the same NFTs that Rogan did. I got banged. Now, the person that banged us, we may as well just dox him here. That is the rat. Okay? Now, I know Rogan didn't want to say it because he didn't want to reveal... that he got pounded by the rat, but it happened to both of us.
Yeah.
So that happened. We both got scammed out of around, you know, I don't know, approaching a grand. So that hurts, but that is what happens when you listen to a little skinless, little conniving dog, right? It's just, you get banged. So don't listen to your friends that don't know what they're talking about. You just have to go on your free will and free spirit. So I got banged by that. And then I had bought this NFT deal like 3 months ago, and I didn't know when the transaction was going to go through, and I was not expecting it to be today, right? I was hoping for at least two more weeks. But it all came through today, right?
Are you going to share like the range of money that you spent? Just a range or to see
the damage? It was $7,000. Oh. It was $7,000.
Yeah.
$7,000 came through all at once, and I was not ready for it in any stretch of the imagination. So with that said, I am currently scrambling, and that is why I'm a little late tonight. It's because I was on the phone trying to sort some things out with both the bank, the credit card company, and the service in which I purchased. So with that said, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be back. Episode 55 is a big one. Guys, a lot to say. A lot to say. The channel is moving in a great direction. I think we're both excited. Rogan, let's blast through the community feedback. I'm currently checking...
We have no Instagram messages.
No grammars?
No grammars.
What about Apple? What are the odds of getting a review there?
Pretty rare. Honestly, there's no shot.
Well, I'm looking it up now.
Wait, Flow 20... State. Oh, yeah, yep, nothing. We do have... Really? Yeah, nothing.
20, that sucks. Yeah,
I know, I know. Hey, we do have two questions on our episode in Spotify. Only two, dude.
Okay, talk to me. What do we got?
Okay. This is Looster again. He's coming back for more. He wants more. Since you guys are not doing on doing that, oh, since you aren't doing on Valorant, get better grammar, son. All right, since you aren't doing Valorant now, what do you guys think is the best browser game and mobile game that you guys play when you were younger? Also, my goal is to ask a question every week. Thank you. Everyone who hasn't asked a question, ask a question. It's extremely easy and it helps us out a lot. Didn't play browser or mobile games. I played Pokemon on the Nintendo, on my little Game Boy Color. RuneScape was another big one for me. Club Penguin.
Club.
And then
Club
Webkinz.
Penguin was big.
Webkinz. If anyone knows what Webkinz is, that was an OG.
Dude, it's just hard. Like, you can't compete with the RuneScape, dude.
No, you can't.
You can't compete with the RuneScape. That literally shaped my childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I was that kid just farming lobs, dude. I was that kid in the fifth grade just getting up early, firing up my mom's laptop, and just going ham. Just farming lobs. Just,
dude.
Yeah, nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Club Penguin, that's a blast from the past. Yeah, we played all those, or I did too, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us all in the same little community.
I know. I feel like it's funny how everyone has experienced at least one of the OG games.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Good question there. And then another question. It's great community feedback. Great. You'll like this, Coulter. No.
Talk to me.
WTF. Stick to Valorant.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you
who
so much.
That?
Alyssa Grivera.
Alyssa, you're getting banged. I'm sorry.
We are sorry.
It just can't happen.
We're gonna okay. We are gonna cover Valorant. We will cover updates on Valorant. That's not out of the question.
Our first topic of the night is in fact the new patch.
Yeah.
Patch 3.10.
New agent.
That is our first topic tonight. New agent, boys.
Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah, we're of course gonna cover Valorant. We love it. So you know what? Just figure it out. Deal with it.
We are
deal with the Vanguard talk.
Yeah. We are going to cover it. I'm going to say that. Anyways, Coulter, that was it for community feedback. That's all I could find. So,
well,
I know.
Well, pick it up, guys. That sucked.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So now, do we go over the changes to the kingdom now? Is now
yeah,
the time
Yeah, I think
to,
now's
to
the time.
That?
It's going to be weird if we don't.
I just don't want it to take people off guard. So I think we just address it now because it is important what's happening here. So, guys, there was a meeting that occurred over the weekend between Rogan and I. And in this meeting, we decided to make some pretty heavy changes in how we're going to run things. The biggest of which is, man, I don't even, do we have all the details figured out on like how it actually works? We're super green.
We're very green.
Basically,
yeah.
Basically, the changes that were made, we now have a Patreon. So you can find us on patreon.com/flow_state_gaming. So our handle on Patreon is exactly the same as most other platforms like Twitch. So we are on Patreon, and this is not to help us. This is to help you guys. Now, when you find bikini pictures coming in hot, yeah, it is. It's our OnlyFans. No, the Patreon has multiple levels. And I think we want to be, Rogan, I think we just go ahead and be super transparent here. What do you say?
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it all out on the table.
Yeah.
So, guys, in the last 2 months, Rogan and I, through your gifted subs, bitty boys, everything else through Twitch, we've made like $340-something dollars. I think that's the math. Yeah. And you guys have donated a lot more than that. Like, you guys have donated a ton, and that's what we have seen on the back end. Like, yeah, like, you know, I think you guys, like, subbed close to $500 last month, and we seen, I forget what Rogan said, like, 100 or, like, 200 and whatever. So, moral of the story is Twitch takes an insane amount out of your subs to us. They just, they take a big percentage. So, what we want to do is Patreon allows us to keep more of your dollars. So, yeah, we get scammed and rammed on Twitch. That's right. Patreon allows us to keep more of your dollars, and it also gives us the control. The power is with us to give you something in return. So, the way we have it set up now, there are 4 different categories. There is $5 a month. There is 10, 20, and 50. Now, I want you guys to ignore everything except the 5. The $5 a month is for the person that is going to gift us a sub on Twitch. We would rather you put that $5 into Patreon. It costs you the same, but we're going to give you guys an extra episode.
That's only right available, there, yeah.
Only available to the Patreons.
So the reason why we're making a Patreon isn't just for the extra percentage of money or whatever. That's like a big reason, but the main reason is that we can build our podcast in a way that we want to, like, so for the people who do subscribe, we can reward them. We've always said it, like, whoever subscribes on Twitch, they're not getting a single thing from us. And that sucks for me. And I know for Coulter, because we can't, like, it's like, how do you even know that you suck? You know, you just have a number and that's it. Through Patreon, we're able to give you access to another episode that we'll make exclusive to you guys. So there will be more of a reason, and we're just able to give you more, and that's what we want.
Well, yeah, so that's why I led this conversation with, like, guys, this is not for us. This doesn't help us. This created more work for us. We are doing more to try and give back to the people that sub to us. So instead of you giving us, you know, a sub through Twitch and supporting the stream that way, you're gonna do it through Patreon now, and you're gonna get more content for it. So we have Discord roles. You're gonna, you know, have and we have complete control. Nothing is fleshed out. All we want right now is to give you guys some sort of value. So, like, Fassage subscribing right tonight, Trusty subscribing, Boopsy subscribing, they're gonna get access. Like, so when they go through Patreon, we can give them something back. And that's kind of what I want. I know Rogan wants it as well. And one important thing to note, because I don't want anything to, you know, go awry. Like, so in the $10 level, we're going to give you more content than the $5 level. The $20 level, we're going to give you more content than the $10 level, etc. Right? So the higher that you sub with, you're going to get more and more content and time from us. So that's the goal. Again, none of that is fleshed out, so ignore it for now. But I wanted to mention it because the $50 level is capped at 8 spots. So we're only allowing 8 people into the $50 a month. And that's for a specific reason. 8 is a good number because it takes 10 to play Customs in Valorant. We want to do weekly hangouts. We want to do special Patreon Q&A episodes that'll only be available at certain levels. That's the kind of stuff we're aiming towards. So just, guys, like, how do we repay Trusty? Like, it's just super hard. Like, right? Or Shelter. Or, like, any of these people that have gifted, what, 46 subs? Like, we can't give back through Twitch. So we're going to do that through Patreon. And so that makes it better for both you and us, right? And that's the goal.
Don't touch any of this right now. When are we starting your next episode?
We are going to start our bonus episodes next month.
That's what it is.
So in the month of December, we're going to at least, guys, now again, this is barely starting. At least one episode next month, we will record, put on the Patreon, and only the people subscribing to the Patreon will be able to listen to that. Now, does that turn into two episodes a month? Maybe. Does it turn into two episodes a month and a weekly hangout? Maybe. Like, we are in control of what that means, which is super great for us, right? Because now we can control what to give you guys in return for your support, which we love.
Yep.
So that's kind of a big thing, honestly, because we know that you guys like to support the show. And so it's important to get the message out. Do it at Patreon first. And if you want to sub here, amazing, perfect. That's still great. Obviously, we will take your money, but do it at Patreon first, because that way you get content from us.
Yep. Nice.
So
do you want to talk about Boopsy?
Yes, I do want to talk about Boopsy. I think beforehand we should mention, guys, in the Discord, each one of these roles in Patreon is going to give you a different title. Like, we've been using, you know, peasant, squire. That's changed. So when you come in, you're now a slave. That is your entry point. When you chat enough and you can work your way up to level 10, which is a peasant, if you're really active in the chat, you're going to go up to a townsfolk. Maybe. Yeah, I know. I understand. Slave is a harsh term, right? Especially in the current times. But that is the lowest rank that you can be, right? So that's what it is. If you are extremely active in the chat, you can rank up to level 30, which is a townsfolk. So you will not be able to progress to the top levels. And those positions are going to be held for the Patreons. So it's just going to be a way to kind of, you know, keep people not separated, but just if you're subbing to us $20 a month, we want to give you some type of prestige. This is a way to do it. We can make it so the dukes, right? A duke is a level of Patreon. You're going to have your own channels, or we can do more things.
Our level of Patreons is level 1 squire, level 2 knight, level 3 duke, and the last level imperial guard. We did a lot of thinking into this, into the medieval times history, and we figured it out. So there it is.
Yeah, so we're now your emperors, right? We found out that a king is really not the highest level. So we're your emperors now. Things have changed. Do current levels transfer over, or do we start again? Number 1, don't know. Number 2, don't care, right? I don't care what progress you've made.
Okay.
You need to earn it back.
So get
scammed.
I'm different. I will contact you boys and figure that out, because I don't want that to happen. So,
I mean, regardless, we'll the max that you can get is townsfolk.
Yeah.
So if you want more than that, get scammed and pay $5 a month on Patreon. All right. So that's that.
Yeah.
Little snake oil salesman here. Let's talk about Boopsy.
Boopsy.
Boopsy. He's a boy, and I think Rogan should dig into this one here.
Okay, Boopsy, he's a peasant. He might be a slave according to our Discord. anyhow, he is a audio engineer, and he has messaged me a while ago about doing more or helping us with the podcast with editing audio and video. And we've been talking, and he is kind of taking a part of our editing slash like video creating from us, and he's gonna help us edit our podcasts and edit our videos, so we'll have VODs for YouTube and kind of all of these other programs, so it won't look like straight dog. I think we're gonna have better intros, possibly. We'll have to talk. I mean, it's pretty much just whatever he wants to do. We're kind of putting it in his hands. If he's trash, then we'll cast him aside. It's just a trial. I'm just kidding. No, like literally the super, super cool person. Amazing. Like, he's doing this on his free will. So it's just like whatever he wants to do. I'm just saying, I just wanted to make it clear, like, and give him recognition that when the podcast sounds a lot better after this episode or this episode, it's going to be because of him, not because of me or Coulter. pretty much only by him. So thank you, Boopsy. We really, really, really do appreciate it. I'm really excited because I don't know anything about audio. Coulter and I, we both don't know a single thing. Boopsy definitely knows what he's talking about. I can tell he's an animal in that world.
Yeah, we really need help, right? And I think, you know, I mean, I especially realize that the Logitech Blue Voice technology is not enough, right? I understand that. Boopsy has committed, you know, time and effort, and he's going to try and make this Blue Voice sound as best as it can be. That growl sounded crisp, though. That's what I'm saying, dude. The Blue Voice tech?
Yeah.
It has a backbone to it.
No, you're sponsored by them, right? That Battle Cry, they actually...
Yeah, next appetites. Thing you know, I'm going to be, hey, Super Bowl, I'm the ad. Oh, get rammed. Imagine seeing my face on that Super Bowl ad. No, guys, I will have a better mic, hopefully for the holiday season, because I'm asking everyone I know for a mic as a gift, right? I can't afford it. And so, right, because I'm in debt, remember that, patreon.com/flowstategaming. But I am asking for it on every list. So, you know, that will happen eventually. And once I get out of debt, if I haven't received it as a gift, I will, I'll buy it myself. Guys, also, last little topic, that $347 or whatever you guys gifted us, that is being spent, hopefully within the next few weeks. Some of that is going to go possibly to the graphic designer that made our logo, and then the rest will be in a purchase of
huge purchase
gaming.com.
There it is, the flowstategaming.com.
So just to be completely transparent, that is where your money is going. So thank you so much for that, because it really does help. If you didn't help us with that, we probably wouldn't have a shot at paying off the debt that we owe. So thank you for that. That's big. Rogan, anything else in regards to community? I'm sure we are missing some things. But you know, I mean, I want to be completely 1,000,000% clear with where our heads are at.
Yeah.
In regards to the, you know, the funds that it's important. I want everyone to know that, you know, every dollar goes towards making the podcast and the channel better. And we're dedicated to that, and we're not going to stop here. So
I want to be very transparent as well. I really like how you said that, Coulter. Like, I think we want to be extremely clear with you. Any money that is spent that you guys donate to us, I mean, you know what it's going to. It's going to flowstategaming.com. Eventually, we'll have a website up and have more, you know, just like where we want anything that you guys give to us, we're putting straight into the podcast. Like, I can promise you that.
So Trusty coming through with a question. Do Discord roles still matter, or is Patreon the new move? So in case there's any unclarity, in case there's any clouded vision on this, when you sub at a Patreon level, it will give you a role, and we just have not fleshed out what those roles will be. So, you know, there might be guys like, so if the demand for Rogan and I increases, right? Per se, there is 400 people in our Discord, right? And there are 15 people that want to play a customs Valorant match. And of course, there's only 10 that can play. We will give that opportunity to the highest Patreon donors. That's how it's going to work. Because I think that's only fair to give the people that are supporting the most, we're going to give them first shot. So
your question too is like, if you're in Discord, you get a role by chatting a lot, you're in the Discord, super active, and you're at a super high level, that's also going to matter a ton too. And we're going to create roles for that. For the people who aren't donating, I think, like Coulter said, like the people at the very top is going to be, they're going to be prioritized, obviously. What if the demand gets
high? Yeah. If the demand gets high and there's someone out there that is supporting our show with $50 a month, I'm going to play with them. Like, it's just, that's just how it's going to be. Like, and that's just like, I'm not, like, I don't want you guys to give me a single dollar, but there are some of you that have given us numerous dollars. Hashtag trusty, hashtag shelter. And a lot of others that I want to pay attention to them because it's insane what they do for us. So I'm going to give back in any way that I can. So if they are supporting, I'm going to support them as well. So that's how I look at it. I don't want to leave anyone else, obviously leave anyone out, but, okay, let's move on. Just wanted to clear that up. That's how it's going to work. Rogan, there is a Valorant patch, 3.10. How Yes. do we feel? What's your first thoughts on this? We're going to read through the patch. We're going to talk about it. Give me a little breakdown.
Everything was covered that they released in this patch. They kind of announced it last week on what they're going to be putting in the game. So the new agent chamber, he was released today. And then the competitive queue 5 stack. So now players of any rank can play in groups of 5. Instead of...
Interesting.
So the Immortal, the Immortal, Radiant, Diamond 3 players, they can all play together now in teams. So it's going to be a lot more team-orientated. That's in, and then Chambers. So I'm just going to go through them. There's not too much. Like I said, it's already been announced like what they're going to be doing. So Chamber, he's out. We already mentioned his abilities. He's pretty sweet looking, honestly. I'm going to go through his abilities again, just because I'm just going to go through them quick. Q Headhunter, it's just his revolver, his heavy pistol. It's a sheriff that you can aim down sights with. His E, Rendezvous. I don't know. The two teleport rendezvous, that's what it is. The two teleport anchors. He has both the teleport anchors that he can teleport to, and then he can actually pick them up and redeploy them. He just quickly teleports to the other anchor. I think it's a super cool ability. Then his C, his trademark. This just traps and scans enemies when an enemy comes in range, kind of like I would say Killjoy's alarm bot, but it's like an AoE and it's in the field that'll just slow them down. His ult is a sniper, just like an operator. Shoots a lot faster though, and it causes it puts another AoE slow on the ground, so any other enemies, they walk slow through it. There was bugs on the sheriff. I guess his sheriff, his Q is bugged right now, so I don't know if they're gonna take him out of the game or change that up, but hopefully that gets fixed. They've had too long to sort out all these bugs.
Yeah.
Overall, I mean, I think it's just a good patch. Like, still, like, there's not a ton on it. I think we already knew all this stuff was coming. It's nothing new and exciting. But,
dude, some thoughts on Chamber. What are your first impressions? Like, so at this point, you know, we've seen some pros play with Chamber. We've seen, you know, some big content creators play with Chamber, or I have at least. I did a little digging. I just want your first thoughts on, you know, him as an agent. What do you think? You know, how does this feel for the game? Do you like it? Do you not like it? You know, just general 2 minutes of your first thoughts.
I personally, I think he's a good fit for Valorant. His role as a Sentinel, it like takes a different. I guess his abilities rely a lot on his aim and his gunplay, and his role is a Sentinel. So I think he's gonna be taking like a first pick. Like if he's on defense, he's probably gonna be looking at wherever the enemies are gonna be coming from at first. And then him with the op, his abilities kind of center him around the op. Like even if I know his ult is an op, but his teleport anchors alone is insane to use the op. He'll be able to shoot and then teleport instantly, and he's at another location. The enemy can't do anything. Like we said it before, any ability that is able to get you from one location to the other with being safe is like, it puts you at such a huge advantage with the operator, with holding an angle, with playing these risky pockets. So that alone is going to help him a lot. That way. I think he's a good fit for Valorant. I haven't played him yet. I'm probably going to play him this week. Then I can give you my second impressions on him.
Yeah, I kind of want to almost purchase the character so I can just jump in. This is an agent that actually excites me. I'm going to be dead honest. I love this agent. I love the art. I love the approach that they took. I like the way he looks. I like his abilities. Again, like Rogan said, I think a good fit for Valorant. I think that his abilities are unique. Again, you know, we talk about this often. How far can you go with these abilities, right? You can. Riot is in a position where they can only really stretch the rubber band so far before it snaps and you end up with an agent that shouldn't be in the game. I don't think he crosses that line, right? Which is cool because honestly, it would be hard to be creative in a game like this with abilities and try and keep everything balanced. So I understand that. And I think, you know, like his ult is powerful. Like that's going to slap. That's going to be a slapper ultimate. You're going to be scared when you hear it. This thing is a Marshall, but it's just a one tap anywhere. Like that's big. I like how you pay for each bullet on the queue. I think it's 100 credits per bullet. Maybe somebody can. Yeah, I think if someone can confirm or deny that in chat, I believe it's $100 per bullet, and that's what you're buying. So I like this for a lot of reasons. Rogan, think of this in the first round. You can buy 2 bullets for a sheriff.
Yeah.
Have your classic, and then also buy armor.
Yeah.
So like there's going to be some creative things like we said before, save rounds. This is going to be huge. You spend 400 credits for 4 bullets in a sheriff. That's cool. You're not committing 850 credits to the sheriff itself. It's a great way to save. I don't know. I like it. And I like that he's a Sentinel. I like how he has this little bot that slows people down. Honestly, you know, when I play Valorant, this is going to be the agent that I play for the time being. Just, you know, obviously he's new, so that feels good. But otherwise, I do like his abilities. And, you know, we all know that teleport is not going to be overpowered. We saw it with Yoru.
It's but quick.
It will, like you said, help. It's quick.
It really puts Omen in the dust.
Yeah.
Like, or at least the speed.
Yes.
I mean, Omen's teleport is very unique, but...
Well, the speed and the range.
Yeah, the range is insane.
The range is, you know, really quite far. So I love that. So I love to see this. I think Valorant needs this, and I think it needs more of it. You know, there's going to be clips with chamber. There's going to be crazy plays that people pull off, and that's what makes gaming fun. So I love to see that, and this looks fun and exciting.
Yep, I'm with you.
My thoughts on like the queuing, I don't really care. In the chat, it needs to be overhauled. I feel that. Check this out. If four of your party members are immortal and one of your friends is Diamond 2, the whole squad has a 75% reduction to RR gains and loses and losses due to rank disparity. So they're crushing the progress that you can make if all of your friends are in a much higher rank than you. I hear that. And guys, this is for the sole purpose of trying to stop people boosting. That's it. Is it harsh? We hear that in the chat, maybe. But at the same time, if it wasn't there, kids would just be boosted all day. So you're going to have four people that are going to charge somebody $25 a game and they'll boost them to immortal. So
yeah,
you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that looks like it's it, huh?
Yeah. That's it for Valorant.
I really want to play on that patch.
Any more updates that come out, we'll obviously cover. I also really want to try out Chamber. He looks like a fun character to play. I like the creativity Definitely. That you can do. Any character with creativity, like the raised satchels and anything like that, is just so much fun to play. So I'm definitely going to try him out this week. Coulter, cool. Talk to me. How is your Vanguard experience going? You told me you're going to give your second impressions on that. Do you want to give the audience that right now?
Guys, I think so. I mean, unless you want to do some talking for a bit, do you want to talk about your stream and then I go into Vanguard, or would you rather me go first here?
You can go first here.
All right, guys. So, Vanguard. I have played a copious amount of hours this week. My parents were in town. Right? I see them four times a year. And they were getting up around, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So what did I do? I took advantage. I took advantage of this opportunity of the late mornings, right? 9 o'clock. If you're sleeping till 9, you're late. You're late. So what did I do? I was waking up at 5:30 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I was gaming, dude. I was listening to the intro music at 6 a.m. on all three mornings, and I loved it, right? I streamed both Friday and Saturday. Rogan helped me get the stream dialed. My graphics card turns out to be sucky, so I have to run this game on low settings to get the frames that I like, but Rogan helped me with that. The game runs a lot smoother for me now, which is huge. That's critical, obviously. So that made my experience even better. So I think that there are some things that I like more as I play, and then there's some things that I like less. It's definitely not all unicorns and rainbows. This game is not perfect, but it is an insanely good... it's an insanely good Call of Duty. So... let's just start out by, my second impressions of the game. I love the sniping. You guys probably saw that little clip that I put into the Discord, right? I'm getting some, you can quickscope, you can snipe in this game. That's good. With that said, it is not overpowered. So they did a really good, now what I'm going to say is controversial. I think they did a great job at weapon balance. With that said, they need some weapon tuning yesterday. And I know it's hard to say that because, hey, this game's been out for a week, so they're not going to do any weapon tuning probably for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I imagine, because no one even knows which guns are broken. But it is by far and away, the STG is out of control. It's too good. It's significantly better than almost any gun in the game. The STG and the MP40, they're both overpowered. They're too good.
Why does that feel like the MP40 is always overpowered in every Call of Duty? Or it's always a good gun?
It's just like they just make certain guns like that. It's like the UMP-45, man. Like no matter what Call of Duty it is, like there's just one sub. And yeah, you're right. It's the MP40 or the UMP, or you know, in modern games, it's the SCAR is usually good. I don't know. The ACR is always an animal. I don't know why they do that, but they definitely gravitate towards that type of behavior. And it kind of sucks. Because it's like, here we go, another year of Call of Duty with the MP40 just dominating everything. So now, with that said, I'm hearing shotguns in the chat. We'll get into it.
I have seen some clips, dude. Too good. And it is stupid. Like, I saw that clip and I'm like, why would I ever want to play this game?
Yeah.
This guy's just running.
Oh, no.
Blasting kids. Like, he gets a nuke in 33 seconds. That clip. Yeah. He's just running, spamming his click, and he's just pounding kids. Like, the guys spawn in, and they die in one shot 50 yards away with a shoddy. I cannot deal with that, dude.
So, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, give me some excuses on that, Coulter. Come on.
Okay, so here is the upside. No, I'm dead serious because that is a terrible, terrible clip, right? Anyone that sees that clip wants to just off themselves, right? They just want to stand in the street and get hit by the biggest semi that will come. Now, I understand that that's an issue. Luckily, it's limited to one map, and that's Doss House. It's the smallest map on Vanguard. And that is the only, literally the only map that you'll see a shotgun. And so, you know, to counter this, hey, if someone's using a shotgun in your match, get out. Just get out of Doss House if you want. Like, you're not facing shotguns on a lot of other maps. Sure, you're going to get hit by them, but it's nothing like what you're going to see on those. Like, when Shipment comes out, like, you know, it's going to be the same. It's going to be a shotgun city, but luckily I'm not playing those maps very often. So that is the upside. What I do like, and I said this, my position is the same as my first impression. The gun categories feel right. So I like that. The shotgun feels like a shotgun. If you're in somebody's face, you're going to take their head off. But when you're running through mid and I'm dropping you with a Kar 98, you're not going to feel great with a shotgun. I just win that battle every time. Again, guys, kill streaks are massive. Hot tip, it's looking like the counter UAV is maybe the best kill streak in the game. That is the general thesis across the Call of Duty community. Like, that's how bad the kill streaks are, where a counter UAV is insanely useful. The maps, I don't love them all. I'm not as hyped on every map like I was at the beginning. There are some maps that I dislike, but I don't know. The maps in general are great.
Are they so big or small?
A lot of them are medium to big.
Oh, okay. So they're bigger than usual.
Yeah, it feels like it. They aren't as big as Modern Warfare. So they learned a big lesson. They got a lot of flack in Modern Warfare for the maps being too big. And so they decreased the map size in general to more of a medium-sized map. And they are all traditional three-lane maps, a mid and then a left and a right.
Oh.
And they all play that way. It's just the way Call of Duty should be played. And I don't know. Luckily they realized that, and they made the map changes accordingly.
So things are more consistent across all the maps. Like, yeah, you'll get shotguns on one map, but you're able to snipe on 90% of the maps.
Dude, like, I've been just sniping on every map, and it's like it always feels good.
See, that's what I don't like. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
I just, like, it sucks when you want to snipe, but you get a map and you're like, shoot. Like, I can't snipe on this.
Yeah, I hear that. But, dude, that's when you just go absolute animal.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And you just start snapping kids. Well, no, I know what you're
like,
saying.
Like, you know, one gun is, like, specifically made for that map, it seems like. You know, like, without that gun, you're banged. Like, it's nice to have that consistency.
Yep.
But
yeah. And so, yeah, they just need some weapon balancing tuning because, dude, the bar, the BAR, that is a chunky boy, dude. That thing is filthy. It's a two shot to the body. Like, the time to kill in this game, it's a AR, dude. Oh, okay.
I don't...
a two shotter, that thing will bang you in the head. Like, one tap you in the head, like, it's wild. So, there are some things, but, guys, with 10 attachments on every gun, people are going to be finding kits that absolutely bang that the developer didn't see coming. Like, you know, like, the Type 100 is really good. Nobody's using it. But it's wild if you use the right attachments. There's going to be a lot of that for the next 3 or 4 months. So, just prepare for that. And I think, guys, I think... now, this is my last little piece of advice. I think Call of Duty Warzone, when the new map comes out, I think it's going to matter. I think it's going to be fun. The map was leaked, by the way, Caldera. So that's the name of the map. And there are reports that it feels a lot like PUBG. So there's significantly less buildings. At first glance, it's a lot more open. There's rocks and trees. Like, that's going to be your cover. There's no, like, downtowns.
Oh.
There's big open fields. And so, like, it's going to play incredibly differently. So, guys, I would suggest if you find a gun that you want to use in Warzone, level that bad boy up. Because, guys... the amount of fun that we're all going to have together in Warzone is going to be out of control.
Yeah.
I just already know it.
Every game with the boys is going to be insane. Of Warzone. Yeah. Oh, Coulter, do we have confirmation that it will be running on the Vanguard engine?
No confirmation yet. They don't know.
Okay.
My sources they do not have a confirmed source. So... I don't know what that's going to look like. It's probably going to be a mess. That's what my prediction is. It'll probably just be absolutely awful. But, you know, we'll see, I guess. So anyways, that's about it. I'm just grinding for sniper camos. I have one gold and I'm on to the next one. And I won't stop sniping until I have them diamond. And then that's when I'm going to move on to submachine guns. Wow. So.
That's insane.
Yep.
Hey, gaming news. I might be getting scammed by some dumb TikToker who's spreading false information, but I did hear that they canceled Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 because Warzone being such a successful game and Vanguard. It might be fake news. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Well, that was a little quick fake news.
Well, I just saw it in the chat, but I mean, there was like three different videos that literally talked about it. So
that's interesting.
Either three boys are ramming me or not. I don't know why they would cancel that, but interesting.
Hey, dude, I have been banged by TikTok more than once, and you've seen it. I've watched a video,
dude,
and then I fire off a text to the group message immediately.
I got a text before.
Because I can't believe my eyes, and I'm like, guys, you have to see this, and then you guys do literally 2.5 seconds of research, and you're like, Coulter, you've just been scammed, and it's just embarrassing that I can't do that 2.5 seconds myself. So.
Yeah. We have news in the chat that's circulating.
Dude,
Trusty,
why does
Trusty do this? See, this makes us look terrible. Like trash.
Like, it does, but it doesn't.
Yeah, so Trusty has reserved his spot on the Imperial Guard in our Patreon.
That is stupid. I told everyone to disregard every rank outside of the $5. Let's give a special thanks to Trusty coming in
special.
At our Imperial Guard rank.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow.
Great. Trusty, that's huge, brother. You have now reserved 1 of 8 spots. Who will be your 7 brothers? We don't know. We don't know. Hey, Trusty, on a real note, thank you. Do not sub to this channel anymore, right? It's is too much.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. And in the coming days, we will flesh out more, more content for each rank.
This pumps us, of course, too,
in the top rank.
Because now we said that we're going to start next month our bonus episode.
Yep.
But now that we already have a Patreon, which we told everyone not to sub, it's like, what do we do now?
Well, what's cool about this, dude, is like we have all the control. Hey, if we want to smash out three episodes and release them this month for trustee only or for the Patreon only, we can, dude. If tomorrow afternoon we're like, hey, let's rip out a bonus ep and we just throw it into Patreon, cool, man. It doesn't matter. Like, we have all the control this way, and we're gonna give the Patreons as much extra content as we can muster. That's a promise from both Rogan and I. And so I think you guys just need a belief in that. If you are gonna sub, if you're the main, again, I want to reiterate, the main objective of this whole Patreon deal is if you're gonna sub on Twitch, instead sub on Patreon for the same amount of money and you'll get more value. So this is not some kind of scheme to get more people to sub. It's the opposite. The ones that are going to sub, if you're going to do it, let us give you something in return.
Yeah. Nice.
So
thank you.
Thank you, trustee.
Insane. Go ahead, Coulter. Any more Vanguard news?
No. I don't think so, dude. Buy it. Like, that's my... that's my second impression.
I haven't heard many bad things about it at all. Everyone talks about how trash the campaign is and the zombies, but who really cares? If I'm going to play zombies, I'm going to boot up Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Best zombies ever made.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't think that matters. Like, it's. I think if I'm going to buy Call of Duty, it's for the multiplayer. So.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been having fun. Played with Trusty, played with Fassage. Absolute bangers, dude. I went 33-0.
What?
Any 33-0s in the chat?
What?
Yeah, I almost dropped a nuke on him, dude. It's wild.
Oh my gosh.
I was sniping, too.
Talking about Fassage. So, Fassage and I... Are you done, Coulter, talking about Vanguard?
Yes, yes.
Halo Infinite, guys. Halo Infinite. It was said to be releasing on December 8th, but no. It was their 20th anniversary yesterday, and they released it yesterday. And I got home, I downloaded it, and hopped right in. And wow, it is a fantastic game. Like, I was, oh my gosh, dude, booting that game, I got, like, the weirdest feeling in my body. It was just like...
oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, no, I was tingling. I was tingling everywhere. Like the intro when you boot it up, it has a Call of Duty, you know, like soundtrack, and it just opens up onto this like landscape of that typical Halo landscape, and oh my gosh, dude, like, yeah, it feels different. So guys, I rammed that on my stream yesterday, and I had so much fun. Like, I could not stop playing. There's a ranked mode. There's big team battle. I don't think the full game is out yet. It's like kind of like a beta / like pre-launch. They're releasing the full game December 8th, and that's going to come with a campaign. So no campaign's out. It's just multiplayer. They have a battle pass. They have everything that a multiplayer needs. I'm going to go through it, Coulter. I'm going to go through the ranking, the ranked games. Because it's insanely fun. Like, I did not think they were going to come out with a ranking system.
They always have a ranking
system. I know, but I never was really deep into multiplayer, like, as a kid. You know, I was all about the campaign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're looking at a gold 3 here, brother. You're looking at a...
okay, so...
at a just a 12-year-old beast.
Yeah, so, ranking system. It's a 4v4. 4v4, there's a bunch of different game modes. There's Oddball, Capture the Flag, Slayer, which is to 50 points, and then Domination, which is, you know, 3 A, B, C that you hold down the sight with. All really fun game modes, except Oddball is very hard to play, I think. That's a very hard game mode to play. But how the 4v4s go, everyone starts out with the typical battle rifle, you know, the signature gun that you can just bang people with. No minimap, friendly fire is on, and then no grenade hit markers, and then you just have typical, like, static item spawns, so, like, you'll have a rocket launcher spawn in every, like, 1 minute, and then a sniper spawn in, you know, at the same, like, time. Then you have overshields, camos, all of the great abilities that Halo, you know, Halo keeps. So, the ranking system, it goes bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then onyx. I think that's like the radiant rank. That's like the top tippity top rank. I played rank with Visage. We went through all of our placement matches. There's 10 placement matches, and it was I can't even describe it, dude. It just like it felt like Halo. Like it, I know it'll never feel the same as previous Halos. But, like, I was just kind of picturing it as, like, a new game that I haven't played before, not relating it to any previous Halos, and I had a great time. A lot of people were saying, like, oh, I don't like the game because it's not like Halo 2. It's not like Halo 3. It's okay. Never going to be like those games.
I have something to say here.
Talk to me.
I have something to say about that very topic because I've been thinking about it a lot.
Halo?
Because I've... every game that comes out now, there's people in our age group, like in their 20s, that are like, man, like, so Call of Duty, for example, they're like, wow, this still sucks compared to Modern Warfare 2, like from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is nothing like Black Ops. Guys, those games sucked.
Like, oh, they did.
You release Modern Warfare 2, the 10-year-old version. If you released it now, people would rip that game to shreds. I mean, dude, you were glitching across the map, knifing people. Like, we all remember how insane it was. Like, the quickscoping was so insanely overpowered. Like, guys, that game would not last a day in today's landscape. Well, it's what we were raised on.
The funny part, if they did release it, everyone would say, like, oh, this is so awesome, and then they would stop playing within a week. Like, that would be my guess on how the game would go.
Because it just wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Like, they were not good games, but the fact that you were, you know, 13 years old, the fact that I was 13 years old, going to my friend's house for a sleepover and playing for 12 hours straight, like, that just has a level of nostalgia that's really hard to dig out.
You can't break that.
And so,
yeah.
You can't break it. I'm always going to have a love in my heart for Halo 3.
They were good then, Travelicious, for sure. Obviously.
Yeah, they were good then, like, obviously, but
for the
I'm
time,
just saying, you can't just, like, relate. You can't grab all those feelings where they pull on all your heartstrings. Guys, I kid you not, I get chills when I hear the intro music to Halo 3. Like, that's just how deeply it's rooted. You can't get out of that. So you have these kids that are saying, like, oh, Halo Infinite sucks because you can sprint and slide, right? I've seen that message. Because you could not do that in Halo 3. So they're already comparing it to a game that's whatever years old. Guys, you just can't. Like, you have to take Halo Infinite as a game on its own, and you can't relate it to the nostalgia that you have from 15 years ago, because that's never, nothing will ever bring those memories back. We just miss being young.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what we miss.
Having
what we want.
Having 18 hours in the day to grind out Halo on co-op
mode. Like, guys,
you're
just, right? We live a different life now that we're 25, 26, and that is what we're feeling. It's not the game itself. So sorry, Rogan, continue.
Coulter, good rant, dude. That was fantastic. Because I wanted to talk about that as well, because it's insane how people always compare it. I hate it so much. Like, you just can't. It's a new game. They're doing something new. They're not going to keep it how it was 12 years ago.
And, hey, there's kids right now that are 12 years old that they just got their first PC. Their parents gave them you know, an early Christmas present. They just got a PC. They just got an Xbox. They just got Halo, and this is gonna be their Halo 3.
Yeah, it will.
Because in nine years, when they're 23, they're gonna be like, man, nothing was like Halo Infinite. No, the games are gonna be way better in 9 years, but all their emotion is gonna be wrapped up in this, just like my emotion is wrapped up in Halo 3 and Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
So you have to remember that. Like, anyways, sorry. Yeah, I'm passionate about that too. It just gets frustrating.
Yeah.
So it's sick. I see that you can run and slide.
It's a lot of fun.
That is a difference in Halo. It looks smooth.
Yeah. The running and sliding, it's like, it's not crazy movement. You know, they kind of kept it to like sliding. You know, you can't like slide cancel or whatever. Like, sliding is only useful in certain situations. Like, you're better off just running around an angle or whatever. It has its, like, sometimes it's better not even to sprint either. I like it a ton. It feels like Halo. All the guns are really fun to use. They feel really balanced. One thing is, like, all the time to kill, it seems really long. Like, there's not really a gun that outclasses the other.
Yeah, dude. Well, hey, welcome to Halo.
I know. It's just like I'm getting used to it, dude. Cause like you have to pummel somebody with your battle rifle, like, you know, 20 shots to, like, break them.
Like five bursts or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. It's crazy. So
big question from C Dog coming in.
I'm here.
The DMR was a gun. Is that a gun in Infinite? That was the it's a single shot. It kind of,
dude, I don't know all the guns. The like, I don't think so. I think it's just a battle rifle, like the triple shotter.
And
I don't.
So does that
I'm
have,
not positive. But.
Does that have bloom? So like, the more you fire, does it get more inaccurate, or is it just like a laser? Drink, drink.
It's laser.
Drink, drink. See, okay, that is the mistake that they made in Halo Reach. When Reach came out, they added bloom.
Yeah,
and it killed the competitive scene, because that is like, I was watching some of your gameplay from last night. Dude, you're both characters are jumping at different timings, and it's like your ability to track and keep your crosshair on their head, just drink, drink, like that's where the skill comes in.
Well,
the
battle rifle
bloom,
has
it kills.
Doesn't have bloom. But I think the commando, which Fassage is saying, it's kind of like replaces the DMR. It's like an automatic gun. But it, you know, you just shoot it. The more you shoot it, it does, like, you're going to get more inaccurate. But that's just because it's an automatic weapon.
Well, grab the BR, right?
Yeah.
If you're not running the BR, you're lost.
So, yeah, great guns like that. And it's just hard to get used to the time to kill. It's insane. But, dude, the melee, I have to say, like, the best melee system ever. It is so satisfying going behind somebody and ramming him. I mean, the thrust that you feel with your fist hitting his back is immense. Like, you feel it through your entire body. I get shivers every time I ram somebody.
And then they just ragdoll, dude.
Yeah, then they ragdoll. The ragdolls is so much fun. So, I said the ranking systems. I played 10 ranking systems with ranked matches with Fassage. 4v4. I think my favorite game mode was probably Capture the Flag and Slayer. Hey, Domination. I have a question for you, Coulter. In Domination for Vanguard, when you have, like, you're holding, there's three sites or whatever, your team's holding two, and the enemy has one site, do they still get points?
Yeah, so how it works is in Vanguard, how it works is they're going to get 1 point and you'll get 2 points.
Yeah. So in Halo, I don't know why, I like this feature a lot more personally. If you hold two sites, you get points and the other team doesn't. They don't get any points.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so once you hold two sites, like whoever is holding two or more sites, they're getting points and the other team doesn't at all. So like if you're...
Interesting.
We had a situation where it was like, we're about to lose, and then we came back, we held two sites like down, and we were able to bring it back. We eventually lost, but we had that chance, because I hate it when, like, in Call of Duty, you're holding two sites, but you know you're gonna still lose no matter what.
Yes, okay, see, I like that. Like, if you're at like 90 and they're at 180,
yeah,
it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to lose as long as they hold their spawn flag, which they always will.
And it makes it so there's no point to going to that third one. If you hold two, you just hold it down on defense.
Well, hey, if you're playing the objective in Call of Duty, go find a different game, right? Because I'm just there to farm kids,
dude. Oh, I know,
I'm
all about the kills.
I'm just... If someone's just going for B, I'm just banging you, dude. Like, hey, welcome to my nade. My nade is already incoming and you're banged.
Oh my gosh. It's so true.
No, that's cool. I like to hear that.
I ranked into platinum 6. So each rank, it goes 1 to 6, 1 being the lowest of that rank, and then 6 being the highest. So after 6, you go into the next rank. I ranked into Platinum 6, and then I played a bunch of games, and I got into Diamond 1. So I'm currently a Diamond Halo Infinite Pro.
What the heck?
I'm going for Onyx here, boys. But, yeah, I had a lot of fun. I mean, the ranking system already feels better than Valorant, so that's something to say.
Dude, isn't that just the most unfortunate thing they let that
happen? I don't know exactly, but... I hope not. Saying that on my stream.
I'm just saying, like, regardless of, you know, whether Halo's better or not, it doesn't matter. It's just unfortunate. It's so unfortunate that they couldn't really wrangle that in like they wanted. I mean, I guarantee you, Valorant does not have the ranking system that they would like to have.
Yeah.
And that's just sad, obviously. It is sad. You don't want that.
Biggest upside of all for Halo Infinite is that it's a free game. You know, it's a 20 gig download. It's free to play. Like, why wouldn't you install it and try it out?
Yeah.
Like,
I want to install it.
Yeah, there's no, you know, it's like you're not spending money and it's not much space. It doesn't take much time to download. So just like run it. That's Halo Infinite for you. Just some cons. Microtransactions. Like for skins, it seems pretty heavy.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's not pay to win, obviously, but like I can see that they're really trying to hammer like kids for skins. Like it's gonna be hard to get a helmet or whatever design that you want without paying money. And then the progression system, there's just not like a ton to it. Like, you know, you have the battle pass, you have the ranking system, but it's like, what else are you working for? If you can't get skins for it, if you can't, you know, level up your character or whatever. So that's like some downsides, but. I mean, Valorant doesn't really have any progression system, and it's lasted for this long, and it has this much behind it, so.
Yeah.
Battle Pass, it doesn't expire. There's 100 tiers in the Battle Pass. They're kind of doing, like, the seasons like other games, you know, Season 1, Season 2. This is Season 1. It ends in May next year. But it doesn't expire, so even if, like, you don't get it, you can still, like... work for those rewards. I don't know why I always hated that about Valorant. If you like, you know, I pay for the battle pass, but I can't get all the levels, and then I'm just like rammed.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Well, it's like if you can only play 2 games a week, there's no shot of getting that skin that you want in the battle pass.
If you pay for the battle pass, like if you've paid the $5, they should just give you an unlimited time to finish that up.
Yeah,
I agree.
So I think that's a cool feature. Guys, I love Halo. I think that I found my game. It's funny because Jackal, the rat, the peasant rat, the dirty boy, he got Battlefield 2042. And then Coulter got Vanguard, and now I'm in Halo. So it's like the three big dogs. The three big doggy games, you know? Like, it's kind of funny how,
But. Okay, this is what I have not enjoyed in the last 3 weeks is like, where are the announcements? Like, it's like, oh, hey, Battlefield came out. It's like, where is that?
Yeah.
Like, how do I not know about it? And then you call me and you're like, hey, man, Halo Infinite multiplayer just came out early. It's like, where, like, how are people getting this info? I'm not tapped in to every single Twitter account. How am I supposed to know? It's like these games are just popping out of nowhere and they're huge AAA titles. Guys, Halo Infinite has been pushed back for like 2 years. And then all of a sudden it's just here with no promotion, no ads.
Well, it was their
20-year
anniversary yesterday and they didn't fully release the game yet. So I don't think they want to. It's not like a full release. But I know what you're saying, dude. Like, okay, Vanguard, I had no idea that it came out. The day it came out, I was like, didn't even know. And then I just saw a TikTok on it that it was released. And then Battlefield 2, like, I feel like there's no hype around these games. It's weird.
Me neither, dude. Like, they're just passing by like no one gives a rip.
No, it's super, super dumb, dude. I do not like it at all.
Me too. Like, I wanted it to be like esports, like huge promotion for Halo, like a huge ordeal, like enter the arena, like just like, I don't know, make it matter.
I want to be setting up a fat 50 man LAN party, you know, like 6 months before the release date, because they're already hyping it up enough.
Me too. I want it to be all, even if I hate video games, I want it to be all over my feed. I don't care if it's TikTok, Instagram, whatever. Pound me with ads. Let me know what's happening, because right now, your game is just like underneath the radar. Like, what are we talking about? Like, it's such a huge game.
No, it's weird. It's weird. I don't like it.
Same with Battlefield, dude. Where are the ads?
Massive game. You know what could be the reason? These stupid games are giving these streamers or these dumb kids early access like 5 months before the release date.
Yeah.
That's
true. And it's confusing everyone.
And it's so, so stupid that they do that. Because all these other guys, they can't play the game and they just have to see gameplay. And then they're like, I don't want this game. And then this guy's not going to buy it because he doesn't want to play it. And then these people are getting the games at different times. And there's just no point. Like Halo Infinite, I saw gameplay from streamers. It was like 2 months ago. I saw them playing multiplayer. All these big names are playing it. I don't want to see that, dude. I want it to come out and everybody's just rushed in it. Like, let's
go. Everyone's going ham at the same time. Dude, guys, there are people with atomic camo in Vanguard already. They've completed every challenge.
Yeah, because they're in the beta 2 years old early.
Yeah, they've had it since World War II came out. They already had the beta, dude. They've been on this for a year. It's like, what is happening?
Dude.
Like, I don't want to see that.
Hey, going back to the game that we talked trash about, Fortnite. Every season, I stayed up like until it came out.
And I remember, all of
these streamers, dude, they're all staying up streaming. It's like 1 a.m. in the morning. They're like, did it release yet? Did it release yet? And there's, like, you know, these huge storylines that are going on. No one knows when it's going to release. They have something planned and no one can play it early. It releases and everybody's just full bore. And it's the coolest feeling ever. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want that feeling back. I want Vanguard or the next Call of Duty to have a year of hype around it. It's completely, you don't really know exactly how the game's going to play, but you know it's going to be a great Call of Duty, and everybody gets it at the same time. You all rush into it, and it's just poundage time.
It's mayhem, dude.
And everybody's farming. Like, they're just, I don't know.
I'm going to say, I don't think anyone did it better from a advertising standpoint than Fortnite.
Guys, Fortnite is the best game. It brought the entire community together. Think about how many people played Fortnite and how many people talked about it. It was everyone.
Dude, what I loved is, like you said, it didn't matter if you were a Battlefield boy, a Call of Duty boy, a Halo boy, a Gears of War boy. It didn't matter. You were playing Fortnite along with everyone else, and no one knew what the heck was going on.
And if you didn't like the game, you were just dog at the game. You sucked. And that's your
problem. Exactly. And everyone let you know, because no one was going back to Gears of War. It was just like, it consumed the community in a way that I don't think I've ever seen prior or after. I mean, it just, there's nothing like it.
Their marketing and everything, they paved a lot. Like, they're free to play. After they're making it free to play, so many other games came out free to play. They started the free to play, like, gaming world that we're in right now.
Definitely. They started microtransactions.
They stopped pay to win. They pretty much said any game that's going to come out that's pay to win is going to die. Like, that is literally a statement that they made, pretty much.
Yeah. And what they also, between League of Legends and Fortnite, they made skins matter. And that's a huge part of our culture today. And you see it in NFTs. It's all the same game.
Yeah.
Like, that this is a huge dynamic shift, and they were a big part of it. Anything else, brother? Trusty subscribing at a
Why
tier
did
one.
You subscribe?
You're nasty.
Why?
You're nasty. Yeah, you gotta stop it.
I don't. We you don't want stop that.
It. We don't. That's okay. I'm gonna be real. It takes me off guard that, we already have a Imperial Guard among us.
It does.
That was just not something that I expected. Rogan, do you have anything else to say?
It's Boopsy. Just went on our Patreon and went for a Squire position.
Let's go, Boopsy. Let's go. Thank you, brother.
Good job,
we Boopsy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Nothing else, dude. Halo Infinite, that kind of covers it for me. Like, that's a game that I'm going to be playing. I'm going to be hammering it.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. So, guys, bright days ahead of us from a podcast standpoint. The quality is going to be improved, right? Because it doesn't matter if Boopsy is absolutely dog and came from some side street in LA, he's going to be better than us, right? Because we're lower than that, right? We're both homeless and sickly. So with that said, we're going to make progress on this, and we're going to try, and hopefully some of that effort is reflected back. But again, a big thanks to Boopsy, because he is doing a lot. And at this moment, he is doing it free will, unpaid by us. That, of course, can change in the future. But for now, it appears that he is doing this out of goodwill, wants us to, see his work. So if we like it, and more importantly, if you guys like it, that'll decide whether we move forward. So anything else, brother? Anything else you want to say
That's
before
it.
I
want to say community feedback, we would love to cover. Like, we want that to be a section. That's why it is still a section, and we cover it even with two questions. Anyone who has questions, if you've been listening for any sort amount of time, please give us something to talk about. Like, we want to know what you want to hear. We want to know any question that you have, what you guys want us to talk about. Like, let us know, please, if that's Instagram DM, Spotify question, podcast review. Just give us some info. It's really, really good to see.
Yeah.
That's it?
No, we want to know what you guys want to hear, right? That's the big, like, hey, now that we're kind of out of this Valorant tunnel vision, if you guys come out from some side alley and say, hey, man, I want to hear about, what are your thoughts on this? Like, hey, Ben Konomi, more coffee hacks? We got you on the next episode, right? No, like, I'm for real. If you guys want to hear about Battlefield, hey, we will grind some research. We will play the game. We'll buy the game, in fact. We'll do what it takes to give you guys insight.
Yep.
So if we want to kind of follow the community, like, what are people talking about? What do people want to know? I mean, we cannot be tapped into everything, but collectively we can be. We can have our ears everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys are the ears.
Especially with this new change.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool, man.
Hey, time for the intro, baby.
The outro?
The outro, I meant. Dang it.
Yikes.
Hey,
dude,
give me your peace
you
sign.
You have one job.
Give me your peace sign. That's your
I will.
Part. Thank you all for listening to the Flow Staking Podcast, episode 55, where we talked about Valorant, Vanguard, and Viagra. It's been an honor. We will see you next Tuesday, 6 p.m. on Twitch, flow_state_gaming. Have a great week. See you then. Bye.